Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
We'll go to Washington, where there's a little bit of a back and forth and disagreement over a resolution against anti-Semitism. Stephen, this sounds like something that wouldn't be controversial at all.
Until you understand what it is, and then you'll get a sense of why. Today, the House of Representatives is expected to take up a bill that would codify a working definition of anti-Semitism so that the Department of Education would use it as it enforces civil rights law to possibly curb funding to colleges and universities accused of violating the civil rights law by countenancing protests that are deemed anti-Semitic. And there are such Title VI investigations at universities all across the country now, including one opened earlier this month at Columbia University, which has been the focal point over the last couple of days, and as you probably have heard, has been the scene of a violent takeover of an administrative building overnight. The lead story in national news this morning. Now, this definition that the House will vote on today was written years ago by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Now, why is it controversial? It's controversial because it covers characterizations of Israel's founding as a racist endeavor and talks about the pointing to Jews collectively as responsible for the Israeli government's actions. Now, moderate Democrats are likely to back this bill. Progressives are not. And that's the controversy.
And is this expected to pass then or not?
Oh, it definitely is expected to pass in the House. What will Senate leader Chuck Schumer do? Will it wind up on the president's desk? And what would be the broader ramifications of the passage of a bill? Democrats in the House are saying that this is all an attempt on Speaker Mike Johnson's part to posture politically, that he went to Columbia last week, that he is trying to simply position his own party as oppositional to the demonstrators, and most Democrats do not want to line up behind it. But several moderates who are in support of Israel certainly do. Where is Senate Leader Chuck Schumer on this? We don't know. But I can tell you that, you know, this bill would codify a definition that happens to be also mentioned in an executive order signed almost 5 years ago by Donald Trump. It's still on the books. So why is the law necessary? Well, an executive order can be taken off the books by a simple stroke of a president's pen. A law is much harder to erase.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us this morning from Washington.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.